Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to Conversations with the Diva. We are here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is actually a little cool tonight, but I will not complain because I have some very, very special guests that they're in Chicago, and they'll probably slap me for saying it's even cold, because it's not cold. 60 is not cold. We have on the line with us Mark Roscoe and Kyle. Kyle is my co-host on Wednesday. Mark is one of the best, yes, I'm biased, one of the best fashion designers in the world, and he has a great heart. Today we're going to talk with Mark about glitz and glamour benefiting a Silver Lining Foundation that occurs on March 18, 2015. And before we start, we want to say thank you to WBDN Media, Volante Grant, for giving us Conversations with the Diva, Next Level Tennis and Fitness, and to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. Hello, Mark. Hello, Kyle. How are you guys tonight?
I'm doing well, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Mark, for coming on the show. You know, everybody knows I'm biased toward you. I'm always trying to get everybody to buy your clothes and go see you. But what they don't know is behind you is a great team. And I actually got the honor and privilege in January of seeing how hard you work. And I don't think people realize that it takes a lot of time, tenacity, and talent to be a successful fashion designer and everything that goes into it. So tonight, we want to give you an opportunity to talk about that and to first start off and just tell us a little bit about you, Mark.
Well, I am born and raised in Gary, Indiana, and I currently live in Valparaiso, Indiana, right outside of Chicago, and I am a designer. And I began designing about 15 years ago when my mom, who was a plus-size woman, was having difficulty finding clothing that fit her. And it was always so disheartening, Sabrina, when she would, you know, go on a shopping trip and come back, you know, with empty-handed with tears in her eyes. And I thought, you know, we could change this. So I purchased a sewing machine and I taught myself how to sew. And I started to design for her. And it was interesting when, you know, just the emotional connection that people have to the garments they wear, that when they start feeling good about what they're wearing and they feel that they look beautiful in the clothes that they're wearing, you know, they start feeling good on the inside and they start taking better care of themselves. And we kind of saw that happen with my mom. And so that's kind of how I got started in designing. And it happened organically from there, that people, you know, heard about what we were doing, and other women also had other challenges with their body types. And so, you know, our business grew from there.
And that's, Mark, it's interesting that you say that, especially about women in the sizes, because I was reading, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, the girl that was chosen for Sports Model of the Year, there's a big controversy because everybody says she's a size 10, but she doesn't look like a size 10. But they're saying that a size 10 is huge, and that's just sad. But you don't look at women like that. You look at them from the inside out and how that you can design something to make them feel better about themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, we feel that every woman should have an opportunity to look as beautiful as she can, regardless of her size. In fact, we don't even talk about size when we begin constructing a garment for any of our clients. It's about the fit. It's about their event. It's about them and their inner spirit. And that is really what, you know, is part of what we ultimately design for them. And we create garments that fit the landscape of today's woman. And today's woman comes in every shape and size. And so I hope that, and I would hope that more designers would put more effort into designing for, you know, the plus size woman, because, you know, that it makes up a large part of our community. And unfortunately, you know, from a designer standpoint, I can make anyone look good in size 0, size 2. It's making, you know, the woman who has the curves and other body challenges that, you know, that really is, you know, the challenge for the designer. And I think that we should be paying more attention to that as designers.
I think that, exactly. Kyle, What do you think about that?
Oh, I completely agree. Especially, like, not to mention just women being plus size, but the women that have the curves that are into the fitness and fitness modeling industry. Like, these girls, they have booties that will surprise you, you know, and they can't slip into the pants that they want to slip into with all these skinny jeans. So they're actually, you know, you see a lot of designers actually making pants which are designed for women with, you know, bigger butts, bigger legs, and, you know, for that more, I guess, fitness mindset type of person. I even have issues, like, with the skinny jeans. I do weight training, I have bigger thighs, so I have to be very selective with some of the pants I have to wear, and being a model myself, sometimes it's hard to slip into some things, even though I still have a 32-inch waist, you know, but my thighs are thicker then, so I can't wear the regular Levi's, you know, the 505s or some of those. I have to go with the new ones that they just came out with, like that athletic fit that finally came out. So I'm so appreciative of designers like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mark, one of the things that I found when I interviewed you last year was that you, I think it's interesting and it's also awesome how when people come to you, you don't look at their size, but you also, because one of your degrees is psychology and you are a lawyer, but I always thought as I was talking to you, psychology plays a big part because you're analyzing them for the fabric that you put on them and you tell them what you think would look good and you guys work out sort of kind of an assessment to get to the final piece. Would you say that or...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people come in with a perception of what, or with an idea of what they want to wear and a perception of how they're going to look in it. And oftentimes the perception doesn't fit the reality because sometimes we don't see ourselves as curvy or, as voluptuous as we are. And there are certain fabrics that don't bode well with certain body types. And so, it's a process. And I typically, talk to each of our clients about the event that they're planning on attending, what role they play in the event, and obviously the season of the event. And then we create sketches for them and provide fabric samples so that they could actually see the different fabric options and how those fabric options would lay against their body. And when people start, having a reality check on some of those issues, then we are able to begin the process of designing. And what's nice about it is that they play an active role in the design of the garment. You know, I kind of create the concept, but it continues to evolve as we construct the garment because a little bit more of their personality comes out, then I think we could go a little bit more sassier just because I'm starting to, to see, that side of the personality as we create the garment. So that's kind of fun, to see people just evolve emotionally as we create for them.
And I think that when I've talked to you on the phone and in person, you really, really, you live and breathe what you do, Mark. You make people, it was really enjoyable to have my first experience in Chicago to be with you and your family and to be able to see how your team, which is Valerie and Auntie, and I call her Auntie because, but anyway.
Auntie Ginger.
Auntie Ginger. I think it's awesome to see how all of them work together. And Kyle, I actually got to help. I held a straight pin. I just want you to know that, Kyle. I helped. I think I gave Mark 2 straight pins. Would you say that was actually true, Mark? Probably 2.
It was a critical straight pin. I mean, it was very important, the help that you offered. So we
yes,
enjoyed having you around the work table, and it was a great experience having you there.
Yeah, and Kyle, that's the interesting thing is that I assume that the fashion designers, and I didn't know this until I was talking to Mark, that when they design it, they get all of this money. It actually is a process to start to do this. So, Mark, tell us about your process as a fashion designer and what is your ultimate goal when you design and put a dress on somebody? Because I thought it was an interesting history behind that. It's just not that, oh, my God, they pay you, and not that they don't want to. It's that what is the goal for a fashion designer to achieve?
Well, for me, it's about making people feel beautiful, no matter what their walk in life, no matter what their body type. you know, their event is the most important event to them for that particular night for which we are designing. And, you know, I want them to feel like princesses and queens and just feel good from the inside out. And you know, when they become part of that process and, you know, when you include them in part of that process, again, it's interesting to see just how the evolution of how they perceive themselves, you know, begins to blossom. And that's my goal, is to make people feel good about themselves and to be as beautiful as they can be, both inside and out.
And Kyle, Mark has an interesting concept. Through Mark, I've actually been able to, it's really interesting how God puts certain people in your life at a certain time, is that he's helped me really build my self-esteem through just how I dress and how I feel about myself. And it was, I know Mark was like, when I texted him the day before the Grammys at night, I was so nervous, and Mark had said, what did you say, Mark, that God doesn't want?
You know, oftentimes, sometimes we just don't feel beautiful or handsome, you know, at any given time in our life. And you know, just when you look at the climate of people who are having plastic surgery, you know, every day. And I said to you, and I feel this, that, you know, we are created in God's image, and he doesn't make a mistake. And you know, to mess what he has created is an insult to him. And so, you know, you are a very beautiful woman. And sometimes we don't feel that at certain points in our life, but you know, that's when it's time to start digging deep and to realize what true beauty is, and that's what we try to bring out in the creations, you know, the dresses that I create for our clients. And as a side note, I mean, it's a special process because we create one of a kind pieces. Once I use the fabric, I use a certain fabric, and I create a particular design, I don't repeat it for any other client. So it's truly unique to you as a client for whom we are designing, knowing that you know, the next client isn't going to have the same dress that we've made special for you.
That's awesome. Okay, we have a caller on the line, 708-308. Who's on the line?
Hi, Sabrina. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. You know, we have Kyle and Mark. And Mark, I think I don't know if you've met Sherry, but Sherry is part of Seeing Chicago with us, and she has been modeling for a long while. So she's going to sort of kind of jump in and throw some questions at you. But before we do that, I want to make sure that we understand that really today we're also here, Mark, to talk about your glitz and glamour and benefiting. And I know that charitable organizations and cancer is a big impact on your heart. So tell us about your Glitz and Glamour benefit that's on March 18th.
Okay. We have teamed with A. Merrick Jewelry, which is a high-end jewelry store in Oak Brook, Illinois, to put on an event at the Drake Hotel, as you said, on March 18th. It is benefiting a Silver Lining Foundation, and that is a foundation here in Chicago that was founded by Dr. Sandy Goldberg from Channel 5 News. And it raises money, the foundation raises money to pay for mammograms for women who can't otherwise afford to pay for those tests. It's a preventative nature, but they also provide other services, you know, educational services and helping women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, you know, kind of work through that process. And so it's dear to me because my mom died of cancer. She died of pancreatic cancer about 10 years ago. And so a portion of what I realize from the designs that I create goes to benefit different cancer organizations, and that is our way of giving back. And in the last year, we have auctioned off several of our garments, raising about $15,000 for Bear Tie Necessities, which is another pediatric cancer organization here in Chicago, as well as a Silver Lining Foundation. So again, our event on March 18th is working toward that goal. 100% of all the proceeds that we generate from ticket sales are going to benefit a Silver Lining Foundation. And again, hopefully we're going to help many women get through this, you know, these phases in their lives.
And we have one more special guest before we get into our questions. And this is my son, Eli Mark, and Sherry. Eli, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Eli. All right, so just so you guys know, a silver lining Again, like Mark said, it's founded by Dr. Sandy Goldberg, who's 68, and she founded the organization in 2002. $135 of every donation, they'll provide a free mammogram for someone in need. So even if you cannot attend the organization, which you know you're not busy that night, you can actually go online to www.asilverliningfoundation.org and donate, or you can contact me at Conversations with the Diva, and I'll provide you the email. It's the thing about cancer is a lot of cancer can be prevented, but sometimes, as we know, people don't always have the resources and insurance, and this is what Dr. Goldberg's foundation does. Mammogram, as she says, saves lives, and early detection is a key to life. So, Sherry, go ahead in there, and what kind of questions do we have for Mark tonight?
Gosh, I have so many, to be honest with you. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, honestly, I guess I wanted to touch base on just, you know, me breaking into the whole modeling industry, and I see so much, you know, I do so much with designers these days, and it's just so intriguing to me the amount of time and dedication you guys put into your work. And so, first of all, I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
But second of all, I mean, like, I guess my big question for you is, you were talking earlier, you know, about how you try to bring out the most beautiful in everybody for that specific event for everybody. And, like, I've noticed that you run into so many different personalities and so many different people from different walks of life in this industry. And I guess my question for you is, how do you individualize it for them, and how do you go about, because so many designers are do it so well.
Well, I think the benefit that I have is that I meet with my clients one-on-one. We don't sell in stores, and so you're not purchasing
right.
a garment off the rack. I'm actually creating it for you, and so it's a very intimate process. I mean, I actually build the garment on your body, starting with a muslin pattern, you know, that I am forming to your body. So it's, you know, you get to know people. You get to talk about their families. You get to talk about their careers. And you know, there is you know, a comfort level that I want to create for them. And I have to do it, you know,
right.
pretty,
it's so important.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because it's such an intimate process. And so, you know, I have the benefit of being able to look in people's eyes when I create for them. And you know, and therefore, you know, it creates, you know, you have to create a rapport to make it work.
Right, exactly. And that's so important. I mean, honestly, just in the becoming one with the designer and being able to actually feel that inner beautifulness when you're out there, is just being able to be yourself just makes such a world of difference on a runway. So, God, good. I mean, many kudos to you for that, because that's hard work.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun. I mean, I love people. I'm sorry, Serena.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, and I think, you know, you have to love people to begin with. And so, you know, I think I'm attracted to this because I like to create, and I like to, you know, to engage with people.
To see the satisfaction that you create in them, because then feeling that inner beauty and feeling and being able to feel comfortable in your design and knowing that it was made for them, I mean, it really does personalize it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hi, Kyle and Eli, did you have a question or any questions, Kyle, or comments?
Well,
no,
I mean,
not at the moment.
I just think it's really fantastic that Mark is capable of customizing per the person. I appreciate designers that do that. I work with designers as well that are really into making sure that you feel like you're the most beautiful you've ever felt in your life. I mean, that's the key to it all, just like Mark would say. You want to feel incredible in the clothes that you wear. You don't want it to be misproportioned. You want it to fit your shape perfectly.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, and it's fun because it, you know, the design is the purpose why they're there. But you know, the process of that we go through, it becomes even more than design. It becomes kind of
right. Oh, intricate.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just you see people evolve, and you see their true beauty come on. I always say to people, I could put the most beautiful garment on your body, but if you're not smiling from within, it's never going to look good on you. And so to really see people start engaging in that process and looking in the mirror and thinking, boy, I kind of look really good. And, then they start talking about their hair and their makeup and what kind of jewelry or shoe that they should wear. And they really get into the process. And when they leave, I mean, we've had, many of the events I actually, attend and dress our clients. And it's so fun to, dress them and then to present them to their families, kind of this reveal. And just to see the look on their families' faces, especially their spouses or significant others, of, how beautiful they've become through the process. And, in some way we've impacted their lives in a positive way. And it's very gratifying for me.
Absolutely. Now, Mark, I have to ask you, what would you say is, like, your most favorite design you've designed thus far? In your whole career, the most favorite gown or whatever you want to, what was your favorite design?
You know what? I can't even name one. They become like your
really?
Children. Like your children. You don't even want to give them, you don't want to give them up when it's time to say goodbye to them. Because each design is truly associated with the person that I've created for. And so I'm really loving the design, but I'm loving the person more for whom I've designed it. And so,
That just means you have many excellent experiences, so that's even better.
Exactly. It's been a great, from what I do during the day in my day job, it's just been a real nice balance just to connect with people on that level.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, and we're going to take a quick commercial break because we want to give a shout out to our sponsors. And before we do that, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we have Pink and Green Pre-Fling, which is part of a Silver Lining Foundation that night. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, and then we also have a Mark Fine Jewelry, which is also part of the event, and they are www.amarkfinejewelry.com. And we want you guys to make sure that you're going in there shopping. You can get graduation gifts for jewelry. Some graduate, especially a girl, will love that. Or you can send it to Conversations with the Divas. She'll love that too, don't we? I wear a size 9 ring, just in case anybody wants to know. I'm just trying to help them out, Mark. We also, again, like to remind you that, Mark, we also have the event that you're doing with our fabulous, beautiful model, Nita, on February. What date is that one?
February 28th, this Saturday, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the Live Art Studio. We're doing an event for Veterans Outreach Association, honoring, and helping veterans who, have come back after war, fighting for our freedoms that so often we take for granted, and, just helping them kind of readjust to life back on the home front.
All right. And we'd also like to give a shout-out to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. Hello, Roy, Jason, Keith, and Lisa. Don't forget that the gym opens Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and it closes at 10 p.m. Saturday, they are open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They have a great boxing and program for the kids, Next Level Tennis and Fitness with Coach Danny Buongiorno. You guys can email me if you have a question to contact him. And we'd also like to thank WBDN Media for being our sponsor. We're going to get back to the conversation with Mr. Mark Roscoe, Sherry, Kyle, and Eli, my wonderful, handsome son. And we also have on the line, we have Dave Marcus with, he's a fashion photographer, and he's had a chance to take photos. And hello, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, everyone?
Hi, Dave.
Good, I'm great.
Why don't you tell everybody about yourself? We were talking to Mark about Mark Roscoe Designs, which everybody, you can find it at www.markroscoedesign.com. And before we get to Dave, Mark, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that you also designed ties and for men. And can you tell us about some of the TV shows that you've designed for some of the guys for?
Yes, we designed a line of neckwear for men, and we've designed for William Shatner, Keegan-Michael Keyes,
She's Michael Keaton. You know, we've designed for, you know, many stars, and so it's just, you know, that kind of developed organically out of what we were doing with the women's designs. We designed a dress for a woman, and she said, "My husband needs a tie to kind of go with this outfit," and so we made a tie for him, and that was the inception of our designing our tie line. So it's going well, and we've been very fortunate to have our ties on, you know, some notable celebrities to help promote our brand, and we're grateful for that.
And so, Mark, hi, how are you, dear? Are you doing good tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I've been listening to the show.
Well, I hope we come up to par for you. So Dave to come on, because he has a really unique way of, he works with models. He also, he works in the industry, but Dave is a kind, down-to-earth kind of person. Wouldn't you say, Mark?
Absolutely. In fact, David is going to be shooting our show on the March 18th show. So we've just booked him for that, and we're grateful that he's on board.
Don't forget to get a couple of pictures.
Pictures of the diva when she gets there too. Okay, just so you know.
Oh, you'll be there? Great. I'm actually shooting video.
I would miss it.
I'm shooting video as well, so you're gonna be shot on video.
Okay, that's good. Just make sure you get my best side. That'd be my left side. Alrighty now, moving on. Mark and Dave, this part is for both of you guys, and I'll ask Dave to go first. What's it like? How do you guys, Mark? How do you choose to work with a fashion designer? And what is that kind of experience? Tell us from your side, what's it like to be on the runway or to be photographing, and what goes on there for you?
For me, the exciting part is getting there before anyone else gets there. I actually try to get to any event. When I get to an event, there's nobody there. The only person there is the director and the person producing the show. I like the fact that I'm there from the minute that the first model shows up, and I start shooting and videotaping the behind the scenes as soon as they start getting their hair and makeup done. I'm actually excited about doing the glitz show at Drake, because as Mark asked me, and I'm excited about being there as early as possible to start documenting what goes on behind the scenes as well, with Mark prepping for the show. So, you know, it's one of my passions. I want to be known as a behind-the-scenes photographer as well, and videographer, not just modeling photographer.
Well, you know, Scene Chicago is going to be there, and Sherry, I, and Joshua Banks are going to be in attendance. I'm going early there a couple of days before, because I just have to see Mark and I have to see Sherry. So,
yes.
I just want to make sure that we understand that this event is really critical to people getting pre-cancer screenings. My mom actually died of cancer. She had breast cancer that metastasized to other forms of cancer and so it's early detection is the key. Sometimes, yes, people will pass away from many different diseases, but what Dr. Goldberg does is an amazing, because she's put aside, you know, it's not about the money, as everybody on this phone call would know. It's about getting people the help that they need in surviving, because cancer doesn't just impact the person who has it. It impacts the whole society. It impacts the families, friends, and sometimes as a person goes through this, and Mark, you can testify this for anybody who's had family with cancer or disease, slowly they become isolated because they don't want to feel like they're burdening other people, but sometimes other people don't know how to deal with them. What would you have to say for that?
You know, and I agree with you. You know, sometimes as a society, we don't know how to deal with people that are sick. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to care for them. And it can be a very isolating thing. And all they want to do is just to be loved and you know, obviously not to be a burden on anyone, but they want to be understood. And fortunately, part of the process is in helping families, you know, if only to find resources on how to deal with dealing with a sick family member that you love.
in which you just identified such a huge part, Mark, is identifying resources. I have a medical background, and I've worked in women's health for years and early detection and just resources for the whole disease process and progression and their whole prognosis and diagnosis and everything that goes along with the family is just such, so crucial.
It is, and with the benefit of Sandy Goldberg, and even with our MC, Zryda Zamblin. Zryda is one of the news anchors in Chicago, and she's married to Kenny Williams, who is one of the general managers of the White Sox. She is also a cancer survivor. And so these are two women who are going to be at this event who have lived what they are helping people through, which, you know, that's just invaluable when you have someone who's actually going through it. And Sandy was misdiagnosed, and they didn't expect her to live. And so, you know, you've got someone who's even dealing with that issue and has been able and has survived to tell about it and to help other people through just the emotions that you experience when you're diagnosed.
They go through so many facets of that whole diagnosis. You're right.
My phone is breaking up. One of the things that I want everybody, you guys made some really good points there, and I just want to point out for Dr. Goldberg, it does come from her heart. I don't think a lot of people, and I would love for everybody before the show, because I don't usually ask people to donate, but this foundation is amazing. When you look on the website, she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 programs. And the first one is CCIS, and it's for people to participate to everything from cancer to information about getting a wig. And I think the wig, and I call it a hairpiece, I think that's one of a critical, because, you know, sometimes going through this process, some people look really good bald. Some people don't want to be known for having cancer. They want to be treated normal. She also has the Evelyn Goldberg Mammogram Center. It's the site for those needing a mammogram at the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Science System. They also have Buy a Mom a Mammogram. It assures women and men to the ability to obtain a cost-free screening mammogram. They have Survive to Thrive, and it's a Silver Lining Foundation has expanded their program by adding this. It's specifically for women and men who have been previously diagnosed with breast cancer. And then they have To Keep a Breast. It's an interactive breast cancer awareness presentation designed specifically for young women to do early detection. So, again, we want to make sure that you guys are donating to this, because as our society evolves with the changing, rising costs in healthcare, a lot of people don't have access to these. And I'm just going to say this for sure. I spend probably maybe... being conservative, maybe three times a week going to Starbucks. If we all just donated twice of our week our money to this, we'd be helping a lot of people. All right, I am anxious to talk to Dr. Goldberg. So, Dave, I don't want to leave out because I appreciate you coming on. And my son is about to see Jesus. I'm going to say that on an air because he has a microwave going as I'm on the radio. So if you guys hear a lot of fighting, don't worry about it. All righty now.
Oh, Mark, I'm actually uploading some of your pictures from the last Art of Fashion.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so Dave, what's the biggest struggle that you have working in a fashion show when it comes to that night of the event?
Honestly, nothing. Not at all.
Okay.
Not one struggle at all. The only reason for that is because I've been doing this for over 15 years. I've actually just become noticed in the last couple of years, especially doing the Art of Fashion, but I'm pretty well disciplined and I'm focused. I'm very well focused. And the last couple high fashion runway shows, I've had an assistant model/model assisting me. So there's really no, I mean, it is a challenge, but I mean, it just, I'm very dedicated and I know what I want to capture. And the more personalized I get to a designer such as Mark, which is one of the few designers that I've actually kept in contact with. It's easy for me to capture him and his models and his presentation the way I capture things. You know, it just, I mean, having been, I am self-taught in everything I do. So I have not even 1 hour of schooling whatsoever. I have no agenda to follow. It's just, I do what I do the way I do it. And it seems that people love it, you know?
All right. Thank you for that. Mark, I have a question. I noticed that you have a lot of jewelry that goes with the garments. Can you tell us about how you guys design also, how you coordinate the jewelry with the gowns, and tell us how Valerie actually is her name, plays a big part in helping you design. Valerie is Mark's sister. Hi, Valerie. Yeah. Hi, Nick. Hi, George.
my sister Valerie Mavick is a jewelry designer, and typically when a designer is presenting a collection, they don't like any jewelry unless it is part of an ensemble interfering with the look of the garment as it goes down the runway. But you know, a lot of the shows we do are for entertainment purposes, and jewelry, you know, makes the garment that I've created. And so, you know, when we begin the actual design of a garment, we start thinking about the different pieces that we could pair with it, including shoes and other accessories, but, you know, definitely, you know, jewelry, what kind of jewelry is going to accent and really, you know, set this garment off on stage, especially as the garment and the jewelry catches the light on stage. And so Valerie, works with me hand in hand, and not only in designing and creating the garments, manufacturing the garments, but, you know, in actually creating the jewelry pieces that we pair with it. So it's a nice team to have you just to working at your side.
And it's also interesting, Mark, it's a family affair for you, literally, because you have Aunt Georgia, you have a lot of your family and really close friends that help you, that you count on, and they actually, as I watch you guys work in your studio that week, over those days, you guys were, before you would say anything, somebody would have something in hand for you.
It's like surgery, you know. And when you work with someone enough, you know, they kind of anticipate what your next move is. And you need people around you because you're, you know, when we're creating, for example, for the show that we're doing at the Drake, there are 45 pieces that we are creating, 45 garments that are going to appear on the runway. And so you've got 3, 4, 5 garments that are in production at one time. And, you know, you kind of get tired of working on one, and so you move to another. And everyone is going to be able to shift gears. Or at the same time, you know, we have 3 people working on 5 different garments. And so everyone has got to know what the plan is, what the design is, and so I don't have to stop every step of the way and say, okay, this is how you do that, or this is, you know, so everyone is really part of the process and from beginning to end, and that's why we've kind of worked very well together. And then when we get, you know, on show day, you know, they, in addition to creating the garments, it's also about, you know, the show, the lighting, the music, the makeup, the hair, selecting the photographer, you know, setting up the runway, and there's a lot that goes into these productions that people, you know, really don't appreciate if they aren't part of it or have never been a part of it. But it's an energy all of its own. It's really pretty cool.
And Mark, why did you choose Dave? I like Dave because he has a good heart, and I've seen his work, and to me, a couple of the pictures he had took, they speak to me. What about you?
And same reason. I mean, you know, there are a lot of photographers who want to shoot different shows in Chicago, and we've been blessed to have, you know, many photographers being interested in our brand. But, you know, when I look at different photographers' work, it has to speak to me, as you've indicated, and you know, because it's advertisement for our brand. And so I've got to make sure that the photographer is catching the garment at the right angle. And especially when you have different chiffons and fabrics that move very well in the wind, you want to catch that fabric in the lift. And Dave has been able to capture that in many of the pieces that I've seen. Plus, I also like his passion. I mean, you know, it's more than just, you know, taking the picture. It's about getting there, like he said, you know, we've been speaking over the last couple of days about, you know, just doing kind of a documentary style, which is a big time commitment for someone, you know, to be there the night before when we're pressing garments and we're tagging garments, and then the, you know, being in the hall, the beautiful gold coast room at the Drake, you know, when they start setting up the tables and putting the linens and the bows on the chairs and the silverware, you know, just to see that whole layering process so that when you do a documentary film in the end, you've captured every element of the production. And David is willing to do that. He's willing to put in the time where you don't have a lot of people who are willing, who don't enjoy the craft as much. It just is a job to a lot of people. And, you know, I've recognized that it's an art for David, and that's why we like him.
Thank you. Thank you. It is. It is. I'm excited.
Hey, go ahead, Dave. Dave, you know what? Go talk about that a little bit. Is that, you know, and I really have appreciated your work and how that you
Thank
actually...
You.
No, whenever I've tried to talk to you, you've been available, and you are down to earth. And I just like how you interact with the models, interact with the people, and
I appreciate
your heart. And I have to say that about Mark too. I appreciate just not only the heart as a fashion designer, but just as a human being. It goes really deep for me because when I originally got to talk to Mark back in, I think now Mark has been, a little over a year. A lot of people don't realize Mark is not just a fashion designer. Like I said, he's a lawyer. He's done some tremendous
Mark
things.
Mark is the next fashion model.
Yeah. You know what, Mark, what people don't realize, Mark was in the fashion, was modeling. Correct, Mark?
Well, actually, I read all of Mark's biography. I make it a point to repeat. You know, they take the time to do it, so I take the time to read it.
So Mark,
that,
what
that
is your
many years ago.
Mark, would you mind sharing with us? Would you mind sharing with us? This is Sherry. You were in the modeling industry as well.
I was. I modeled for about 15 years in Chicago, and did work for Carson's and Fields and you know, did some television and some movies and I have a perspective, and we also owned our own agency in Chicago. We cast extras for movies that were filmed in Chicago for about eight or 9 years. And so, you know, I come to the table with a broad perspective of the industry, not only from...
I was going to say, that's got to be really nice to have that other side, to know you know what the models are going through, so you can actually put yourself in their position as well. That's excellent.
It is, and the level of expectation on what it means to be a good model is also helpful. Because when models come with, you know, shoes that are torn or, you know, tattered and not polished, and you know shirts that aren't ironed, you know, I don't get it. You know, I mean, I never even thought of doing anything like that when I walked out.
That's actually how I started too. Remember I mentioned that last time, Sabrina?
Yes. That you didn't iron your shirt.
No, I started out as an aspiring model.
That's how I started. I'm just making sure.
I used to iron my mom's shirts before she went to work, so ironing my shirts was not a problem. I used to iron her uniforms before I went to school. So.
Okay.
But I have the same perspective as Mark. That's why when I deal with models, I'm very considerate of the time, and I constantly tell them how appreciative I am of their time and the hair and the makeup artist, because you can never tell someone too many times how much you appreciate them. It's not enough people do that, you know, and you should do that a little bit more.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I think
Mark,
it's easy
to... Is there anything, or Kyle, did you have a question? Because, Mark, I know it's late where you are and for all of you guys, but did you have anything that we didn't ask you that you wanted us to ask, or did you want to tell us anything that we should know about any future upcoming shows? We know March 18th, the Glitz and Glamour. We know this weekend with the veterans with Nita. That's in, what's the state again, remind me?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And Nina is one of Mark's fashion models, and I love her because these models are down to earth. They're like you, Sherry and Kyle. But one of the things about these models, Mark, how do you choose the models? We talked about that in the past, but how do you choose your models to represent your brand?
There are many. You know, obviously their look. You know, there's a certain height. All the models need to be the right height or the same height going down the runway. And the reason for that is if at the last minute I decide to change and put dress A on model B and dress C on model D, I'm able to interchange the dresses very quickly if there's a wardrobe malfunction or if I decide I don't like the order in which they're going out. And so, you know, the height and measurement obviously is very critical. Above that is the personality of the model. I do not understand why models walk down a runway with sour faces.
I want a model.
I can't believe you just said that. I thought I was the only one that thought that.
Yeah, has a beautiful smile. Because when a woman is sitting in an audience looking at a garment that I've created coming down the runway, they are envisioning themselves and how they look in that dress. And when you have a model walk down with a beautiful smile and this, you know, positive energy, they're kind of envisioning themselves walking into the event looking like that. And so it's really a good – now, that having been said, I understand why they are instructed not to do so, because in a buyer show, a model is just virtually a hanger. We don't want anything to distract from the garment. And so if you have a model who's walking down the runway who's having fun and is being sassy and in a great style, oftentimes their demeanor is interrupting or interfering with the observation of the garment that the designer is trying to sell to the buyers and the audience. So there are different models for different purposes. And so, but for our shows, you know, even if I'm trying to sell a garment, I want to smile at a model's face. And so that's key in the selection process.
Okay, Kyle, did you have any more questions for Mark before we close out this segment?
Yes, well, I mean, I've been looking at Mark's website, and I'm looking at all his beautiful ties, and they're just breathtaking to me. I was wondering if Mark does have any ideas for maybe creating a men's line of blazers or something of that nature.
Of blazers, did you say, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yes. What I'm actually doing this year is creating a line of men's vests. You know, we're doing bow ties, the ties, and men's vests. I do have the capability, and I am working on a line of men's suits. We're actually designing a suit now for Keegan-Michael Keyes from Comedy Central for one of his next red carpet events. And so we have done, specialty suits for Saya Bedrea, who's an actor, in Hollywood. And so I have clients that I do design and create garments for, suits, jackets, that kind of thing. I don't have a line that I put out for that purpose because everything that we do, again, is custom. So we do have the capabilities currently of doing that.
Very good. Well, we'll be keeping in touch then.
Great. I look forward to that.
And Kyle, since I did put you in touch with Mark and he's going to be making you vests, I will need a Snickers bar for payment for that. Thank you. Anyway.
No.
Just say. Mark, is there anything that you want us to know about you that we didn't talk about?
You know, no. My only connection, you know, that I'd like, you know, your audience to know is we're working on a play in Las Vegas with Heidi Thompson, who is the leading Cher impersonator in the country, and we've been asked to do the costume design for her production, and that is actually moving forward. So we may be visiting, you know, Vegas on a more frequent basis. We recently completed a project with Frank Marino, who has one of the shows on the Strip, but this piece with Heidi is going to, you know, be in development over the next couple of years, so we may be visiting you more often, Sabrina.
Okay,
I just put the phone on mute,
and I said yes. I didn't want to. Mark, bring my family and you out here. Alrighty now. You know what? I just want to end this segment with thanking Mark Roscoe and Dave and Sherry and Kyle for tuning in with them. But I just want to also say that Mark is not just a fashion designer. He's a personal friend, and I consider him my family because we're all blessed to know somebody. But in life, there's just paths are not a mistake, as Mark always says, and I use that a lot now. And I just really appreciate how he has helped me come with my own fashion sense and design. Because when I went there, everybody knows I went with long hair with my little weave I had on, but I came back a different person. I just want to say that because everybody knows that wasn't my hair. And if anybody thought it was, I'm going to need you to stop lying to yourself. Now, moving on.
Well,
that
yeah, was you not should my, see our mailbox.
I was that was not blonde. That was blonde. Come on, people. Now, so I have my own fashion sense now.
You feel beautiful. Right.
Yeah, and I did. And they was Valerie there, and Valerie was talking to me and gave me a couple of websites for like makeup and clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm just now I'm my own person. So everybody needs to have Mark is like a brother to me, because I just don't see myself as any color. I see myself as family, as people that you choose on earth, that you make a connection with, and they stay with you for life. So I'm just happy to say Mark Roscoe is a great friend and family person, and he is a great fashion designer. I'm still bugging Nordstrom's about contacting him. I think, Mark, they're going to kick me out the store. I want everybody to recognize tonight again. I want Mark to come on, and we are going to be – we just need to really support the Glitz and Glamour. That's on March 18th, the event that's this weekend for the homeless. And understand that Mark Roscoe is not just a fashion designer. He's a humanitarian and one of the greatest people that I know. And he chooses people to engage with people like Dave and to be able to show and uplift and let people see that – there is a greater part of the world. I just don't see
Mark
as a regular person.
Well,
I really appreciate you.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to our journey together, Sabrina. This has been fun.
Mark,
I've been starving a lot
because I haven't been eating because nobody's been feeding me, just so you know. I'm hungry, Mark, because nobody's been making any food for me. Eli, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask Mark or anything?
I was just going to say, you better put Eli to work.
Eli actually does cook, Sherry, but not like that. Eli, do you have any questions you wanted to ask Mark, dear?
Can you please send her a memento to stop buying things? Because today I picked up 14 different packages from the office. 14
Don't
different
send
things
that
probably...
memo.
Okay, thank you.
You're
other than
welcome.
That, have a great night, everybody.
You too. Take care.
Eli, that's just not right. Well, we want to thank you, Mark. Thank you, Sherry. Actually, they were on eBay, these outfits, and they were brand new. I had to bid on them, and I have a dress that I'm looking at that's a beautiful blue, and this dress was only $7, and it was brand new, and it's from Forever 21, and I bidded on this dress. Thank you very much. Just so people know.
You are winning, Sabrina.
I'm just saying. So I came back from Chicago with a new fashion sense. I am now a Roscoe. It's Sabrina Williams Roscoe. I look good, just like Mark Gallery and the rest of the people
I
in that family.
It.
Okay, even the dogs in the family look good. Okay, they look good. They were best dressed better than me. I knew I had to step up my game. I'm just saying. So. Just saying. Again, you guys can find Mark Roscoe Designs at www.markroscoedesign.com. Mark, where can everybody find you at, and what are your social media links?
We're at Roscoe Couture is our Twitter handle. And, again, you know, markroscoedesign.com. My email address is markroscoe@markroscoedesign.com. And there's contact information, telephone numbers on my website for, you know, direct contact.
Dave, where can we find you?
You can find me at facebook.com, /DaveMarcosGarciaPhoto, BMG Photo.
And Dave, before we ask everybody else, I want everybody to know, I usually, and everybody knows I'm African-American. If you didn't know that, you know now. But I usually don't, just people, you know, I'm just saying. I usually don't point out another person's race, but I just want to tell you, I've met a lot of people, and Dave, I've met a lot of Hispanic photographers, but Dave is really an awesome, young, up-and-coming Hispanic photographer that's going to take over because of his compassion, his care for people, and his ability to see an inner beauty. So you guys need to keep an eye out for Dave.
Actually, I share the same thoughts as Mark does. The way I photograph models is from, you know, inner beauty and outer beauty put together. It's not just, you know, what's on the outside. That's why my shoots take 8 hours with one model. I mean, it's not just a, you know, let's do a shoot and that's it. It's a whole process which takes sometimes even a month to set up a shoot. So,
wow.
Mark, and actually, Mark, I hope you take a look at your folder because I just uploaded some photos while we were chatting on this, some new photos of your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kyle is my co-host. We usually talk about fitness and what we're going to say together for fitness. There's different size and models. Everybody is not the same size. But
Yes, and that's exactly right. Coming from a fashion photographer, I agree 110%.
Thank you, Dave. I love that. So everybody, we're not the same size, but you can take care of yourself through eating right, exercising, and getting sleep. Because if you want to be beautiful like the diva who's 50, but she sleeps a lot, just so people know, okay? I'm just going to throw it out there.
Me too.
You guys
too.
Are going to be a comedy hour tonight. I have to throw in a couple of comedy hours in there. I want to also
it was a pleasure.
And also, Kyle, where can we find you at?
You can find me several places. Underconstructionlabs.com is the website for the supplement company. You can find us on Instagram as well. We are underconstructionlabs, all one word. You can also find me on YouTube for some comedy skits. Our page is Dream Parallel. We provide some funny skits where we are
doctors without pants. It's all improv, kind of spur-of-the-moment funny stuff. So you get a lot of live action going on. You can also find me on Facebook, Kyle Kurt Fogle, F-O-G-L-E.
And Sherry is our also, let me tell you guys a little bit about Sherry because she's really modest. Sherry's actually an RN. She's one of elite RN, registered nurse in Chicago. She's also an instructor for nursing. She is a great softball player, a super athlete, a great friend, and a beautiful model, and she just has a good heart. Sherry, where can people find you at?
And you're just such a sweetheart. I am, you can find me anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but mostly through Scene Chicago. Scene Chicago, you can reach me, Sherry, at scenechicago.com is my primary contact information.
And next week she'll be visiting the Diva in March. So if you want to find Sherry, you got to come out here too.
Vegas to find me.
Yeah, so we can. And you know what? We'll see. We'll have to message Heidi because Heidi also. Oh, I forgot to advertise for Heidi real quick. Heidi actually is looking for a couple of more models for her show. So please, Mark, what's Heidi's last name again? Thompson, right?
Heidi Thompson, yes.
And she has a Facebook page, so please, as listeners or anybody that's interested in being in one of Heidi's shows, please go to her Facebook page and contact her. She's a superwoman with a super heart. If you actually have any share collectibles, Heidi, please contact Heidi because she is looking for those. And you'll have to come out to Las Vegas to see Heidi because she has the great shows going on. Eli, where can people find you at?
At my mother's because she prevents me from talking to people on the outside world excessively because I'm under 18.
So you should be at home making dinner for her.
She says
I love my
food is too bland.
That's not right. All right. Well, and before we close out, we want to thank again WBD and Media Volante Grant. Tune in tomorrow morning for Conversations with the Diva, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. East Coast Time. We're going to have George Clinton. Do you guys remember him? He's a Funkadactic and things like that. Well, his grandchildren are going to be on tomorrow, and they're called Candy Apple Red, and they're going to be on a show. And we also are going to have the Children's Theater that's out of Las Vegas, out of Chicago. They're going to perform live, and we're going to have my really good friend, Stacy from the Urban Release magazine. You can look for Conversations with the Diva on Blog Talk Radio under WBDN. You can Sabrina Williams at Facebook and Diva underscore two on the Instagram. And again, we'd like to thank Next Level Tennis and Eli. What is it called again? I just misblanked my mind.
Next Level Fitness, Eli. Tennis and Fitness.
Okay, and I'm with Danny Bongiorno. You guys can email me, and I'll give you his contact information. One of the best trainers in the world. He's pretty tough, people, but he is a sweetheart. He's actually learned to be a coach, a psychologist, and a nutritionist for me, and to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. Eli, you have something to say. What do you have to say, sweetheart?
Yes. So when I get older, I want to be a entrepreneur, basically a millionaire, and I'm following this person named Ty Lopez, and he has this program called The Book a Day, and I read this interesting poem out of the book the other day, and it's by Chief Tecumseh. It says, "When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the morning light, for your life and strength. Give thanks for food, the joy of living. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself." As a person, doesn't matter if you're an atheist or a religious person, every morning you should arise and give thanks for something, because you're able to breathe in. Somewhere on any part of the earth, somebody cannot breathe in. So tomorrow morning, I want everybody to arise and give thanks for something.
Well,
I do that every night.
Eli, you have been brought up correctly. That's what I took from that. You must have a good mom and a good role model.
I agree.
Thank you. I try my best.
Thank you, guys. I want to say, before we sign off, I want to thank each and every one of you guys, Mark, Dave, Sherry, Kyle, Eli, and all my listeners for listening in. This show is only successful as the people who come on. If you guys have anything that's coming up, please make sure you email us. Let us know about it. Again, please do not forget March 18, 2015, Glitz and Glamour benefiting a Silver Lining Foundation with A. Mark Jewelry. Mark Roscoe, you can go to asilverliningfoundation.org to buy your tickets, or you can actually contact Mark Roscoe through the links that he said. And we thank you guys for listening to Conversations with the Diva. You guys, each of you have blessed me in your own way. Thank you, Mark, for taking the time to come on. I know you're busy, Dave,
my
Sherry,
pleasure.
And Kyle. We
sure.
Deeply appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
You guys
thank
rest
you.
Well and have a good night. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Many
thank you. Good night,
guys.
Everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Mark. Good night, Sherry.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
From Las Vegas,
good night.
Conversations with the
good night.
Bye.